So for today's talk on clear comprehension, sampajana, clear recognition, I would like to, I'm happy to talk about the third form of clear comprehension, which is clear understanding, clear recognition of the pasture. And pasture is a strange expression. But it's this is my, I think, my favorite of the clear comprehensions. And pasture refers, it's a word, is gochara, G-O-C-A-R-A in Pali. Go is the word, Pali word for cow, and probably it's a cognate, kind of Indo-European languages have the same source. And chara is, means where the course, the chariot, the course, the place, the location, the field, the place where the cows go to eat. So pasture. And so it what feeds us, what nourishes us, and so to recognize. In as we do our activities, what is the pasture? Where is the nourishment that can come from anything that we do? Because everything we do, in a sense, is conditioning us. Everything we do is the nourishment for something. And if we are constantly complaining, constantly being afraid, anxious, constantly in thinking about all the things we want and fantasizing about all kinds of desires, that we can it's really freezing a lot. I wonder. So I'll just try to go ahead, and we'll try to fix it. And so specifically, the pasture is the four foundations of mindfulness. That the body is a pasture for where we get nourished and supported if we know how to bring attention to it. The attention to the feeling tones of experience, to the mind states, to the dhammas, the mental activities that go on in the mind. All these things are nourishment for ourselves. But the way that they're nourishment is when we're aware of them in and of themselves. The body in the body, the feelings in the feelings, the mind states in the mind states, and the mental activities in the mental activities. And what this means, this is a kind of expression from the suttas, and what this means is that we're aware through the vehicle, through the channels of direct experience, through these four means, not through the thinking, the proliferation of thoughts, the ruminations, the fantasies, the complaining, the anxiety-producing thoughts that might be spinning around for us. Those are not nourishing. And even if the thoughts are wholesome, they might not be the place of the greatest nourishment. But to be aware of whatever is happening through the channel of the body, and to learn how to, through the body, feel things in a way that feels wholesome. So it's how we're aware that's important, but we can discover that sometimes through the body. And the body becomes a pasture. We can become aware of it through the feeling tones, whether things are pleasant or unpleasant. And even unpleasant things, there's a way of knowing it, a way of being present for it, that oddly enough can be beneficial and nourishing. If you're aware of unpleasant, something is unpleasant, and we're reacting to it and contracting around it and angry with it or despairing around it, then it's not nourishing. But if we go through it and just feel the unpleasantness and unpleasantness, independent of our reactivity, oddly enough, that those unpleasant things begin entering into the beneficial mode, It provides good conditioning for us, good food for us in a certain kind of way, because we're becoming free of it. And then if we're aware of the mind state that's present, so it's all having to do with present moment awareness of the mind state. And that present moment, as soon as we're aware and clearly recognize the present momentness of the mind state, that recognition is no longer caught up in the other pasture we can walk in, the pasture of, as I said, rumination, complaining, judgments, fear, anxiety, the thoughts that are spinning and pulling us around. Negative self-thinking is very harmful. And it isn't that we should just push it away or be aversive to it. The magic of mindfulness practice is that we recognize it that's there, but we don't feed there. We don't let it influence us. And one way to do that is to know where the pasture is. A clear comprehension of the pasture, of the good place to be, to be aware through the body, where feelings in feelings, to be aware without the channel of these spinning thoughts that we might have. And at different times, different pastures are the most beneficial. Sometimes the best pasture is the body, and we just really aware and sense and feel through the body. Sometimes the best pasture is recognizing the feeling tones, the pleasant, unpleasantness and neutrality of the experience. Sometimes it's be aware of the mind state, the attitude, how awareness holds it. And sometimes it's better to be aware of the operating of the mind, the attachments, the clinging, the freedom, the different wonderful qualities of mind that are present. And so to have clear comprehension of the pasture where we feed from. And as I said, for the Buddha, the best pasture is the four foundations of mindfulness. And then I'll repeat because it's so important. How we're aware is where the best nourishment comes. And so we don't have to avoid paying attention to what's difficult, but how we're aware of it is the point. And if we're aware of it through these four pastures, it can be beneficial in nourishing the awareness, not the negative states of mind, not the negative thinking. It's how we're aware which is nourishing. But then it's a little different with wholesome states, beneficial states. Then there's a kind of double benefit, that how we're aware of them, also not aware without greed or holding on or expectations, but how we're aware of them is beneficial. And they themselves make good food. They themselves are good conditioning. So it's a way of not being conditioned by the negative, but to make room to be conditioned by the positive. All in the service, in the traditional Buddhist sense, of developing greater and greater strength of mindfulness, stability of attention in the present moment, on the way to becoming free. And if we can become free in how we see, become free in how we're aware, our attention to others can become a gift. People can trust us that when we're present with them, that we don't have agendas of our own that we're imposing on them. We're there to see, to be present, and share this common human experience of being alive in this challenging and wondrous world. So thank you very much. And how we're aware of the challenges of the YouTube and sound, that's the art of it, not whether or not the video is choppy or not. But we'll see if we can get it fixed for tomorrow. Thank you.